radio hosts and get free hip-hop DJ lessons from CITR's own DJ Bread and Butter. Become the rock star DJ you're meant to be at CITR's open house on Wednesday, that's September 3rd, at the station headquarters, room 233 in the Student Union Building.
Do I have your attention? Are you interested? I know you are.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Party on, Vancouver.
Don't you love skipping CDs? We'll just switch to something else. Bear with me one second here. That was adorable from their 1993 album, Against Perfection. That was Favorite Fallen Idol. We pardon the miscue there because they're scratch CD here. We were trying to start off with some Jesus and Mary Chain there from their compilation, The Sound of Speed. That was going to be Snake Driver, which you would have heard on the Crow soundtrack too, but some of these older CDs don't last that well, and what I previewed before, I didn't cut the mustard this time around. So, anyways, Adorable were a shoegazer band, and that came on the Creation label, just like many others, and that actually will be tonight's theme. Hello, hello, the show is known as Radio Free Gak, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM and cable, in the Vancouver region, www.citr.ca, to anywhere there's a decent internet connection. We broadcast from deep within the heart of the Student Union Building in the campus of UBC, jutting out into the Georgia Strait, as we're on the tip of a peninsula. My name is Gak, and you can call the studio here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, too, at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Sorry to have missed you all last week, as I was ill with the end-of-summer cold that I'm still recovering from, hence why I might sound a little funky. Hope you liked the repeat show and whatever happened at the end there with the salsa music that cut in mysteriously. So, as we mentioned at the top here, as evidenced by that first song, tonight's show will focus on the idea of noise in pop, most specifically in the realm of the genre known as shoegazers. August's edition of Exclaim magazine had a profile on shoegazing, which had its roots with acts like the Jesus and Mary Chain and Adorable as well, too. And it's epitomized by this next act. My Bloody Valentine have started to tour again, and word is that the long-awaited follow-up to 1991's Loveless, which was their last album and classic in its own right, well, it may materialize sooner rather than never. Their tour, as close as they get, will be in San Francisco in October, but here's a song from Loveless, as performed back in January 1992 here in Vancouver. From the bootleg known as Loom, this is My Bloody Valentine, playing Only Shallow on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
That was The Telescopes with Flying, which was the sort of lead track off a 7-inch that came out through Creation Records in 1991. It also appeared, it's actually going to appear also on a compilation that's coming out shortly through Mind Expansion Records, which is a tribute to The Telescopes. They weren't as widely known as some of the other shoegazer acts, but the reputation's been quite strong, and they actually are still building out albums, including a new one that came out only on vinyl called Infinite Suns through Textile Records. It is 7:45 in Vancouver. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coming up next is another great act that was cited specifically in the Exclaim article as being one of the more definitive like hits of the shoegazing era. Slowdive released their second album called Souvlaki in 1993, and it boasted production work by Brian Eno. And Souvlaki was re-released in 2005 with a second disc that included some B-sides, covers, and remixes, but we'll stick with what appeared on the U.S. edition, which I think starts the second disc of the re-release of Souvlaki. So here we have Slowdive with a cover of Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra's song Some Velvet Morning.
I'm
Moose with Last Night I Fell Again from 1992's album Sonny of Sam. Moose's live performances gave shoegazing its name, as the band members always played live staring at their feet. Shoegazing was initially treated as an insult, whereby most of the bands preferred dream pop, though that's been retroactively used to describe the music by similar acts like Cocteau Twins, where it's a little bit more ambient, but still has that sort of nice spectral quality. Here, we'll have a little set now with a Canadian act that came out basically in 1991 or so. They're called An April March, and they started off as a four-piece, and they sort of worked with the dreamy loom of the time in the Toronto Queen West scene. Although as time went on, one of the members left and they became a trio, and they were based primarily then out of Massachusetts, around the Worcester area. Although towards 1999, they finally basically broke up, although two of the members went off and performed their own sort of acts, which I'm still trying to figure out where they went. But anyways, what we'll do right now is we'll feature one of the singles that happened back in 1991. And this comes from their album called Impatience, spelt like the flower. And the song is Scarlet Bliss, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hold your heart.
That was Anne April March with Stardust, which was the first track to their 1997 album, It Goes Without Saying, which came out in Bedazzled Records, a great little label based out of D.C. You're listening to Radio Free GAC.
Hey, are you ready to head back to school in September?
For sure, but I'm worried that I won't be able to cover all my costs this year.
Have you ever done work study? I did it in the past, and it was a great experience and good money. You just need to be a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident.
And studying at UBC?
You got it. If you want to earn decent coin, pad your resume, and work on campus, work study is where the smart money's at. Just go online to Career Services and check out the listings.
That's solid advice. I'll definitely check out work study this year.
For more information on getting hired for a work study job, visit www.students.ubc.ca/work study.
CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at throw 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies dropped back. He's got a throw.
Threw it
to
the
streaker. And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the Sam U column.
He's into the end zone, and he's breakdancing in the end zone bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free?
He is going to put his team short-handed.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control!
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Swerve Driver with That Was Feels So Real, which you can find on their 1991 album, Raise. Swerve Driver were another band that were popular on the... actually, these guys were on A&M, and towards 1993 or 1995, I forget which one, but they moved to the Creation record label as well, too, just to join as part of the shoegaze movement there. But literally 1 week after they released their album Ejector Seat Reservation, they were dropped by Creation Records, because at that time they moved away from shoegazing, and they started focusing on some band called Oasis or something like that. So the Britpop movement basically signaled the end of the shoegaze movement at that time. Although Swerve Driver has been performing, and they did break up for a while, but they did reunite last year, and they've been touring. Although, again, they haven't really been to Vancouver. They played Seattle last May. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca online. Let's listen to two Canadian acts that performed in the late 90s, as before we move into some more recent music. But these two bands performed frequently together, and in fact, they played their last concerts together as well, too. Cyan Spheric were part of the Sonic Onion, or the Sonic Union label, and they actually, before they were Cyan Spheric, they were a band called Gleet, and they basically wore the shoegazing heart on their sleeve at that time. But once they became Cyan Spheric, they sort of moved more towards a ambient electronic sound, but for a while in the 90s, they still were rather melodic. So what we have here is from their 1998 album, There's Always Someplace You'd Rather Be, and this is Nothing Stands on Radio Free Gak. South Pacific with Stay Ahead, Far Behind, which you can find on their only album, which came out in 1999, and it was called Constance. It was released through two record labels, and unfortunately the first one went bankrupt, and at this point, the album's been long out of print for a while, but it's been a great classic one. South Pacific was a sort of a space rock band. They're based out of Ottawa, and they sort of toured with CN Spheric and in 2000. They both performed their last show together. South Pacific, two of the members went on and formed a band called Freehaven, of which there's very little recorded output, but they're based in Toronto, and I remember hearing little clips of it on... in Ontario, there's a CBC radio program called... what was it? Bandwidth. And they featured some of their songs, and they sounded fantastic. I just can't wait till it gets released, but it hasn't been, and that for a while there, the band was accepting... mail orders for it, just as a giveaway, but I haven't heard from them, so I'm just wondering if there's something still burgeoning there. Anyways, you're listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's jump ahead now to see how the influence of original shoegazers has been. And over the past few years, a lot of bands have picked up the distortion, white noise, echoing vocals, and just that overall hazy vibe. So these next few sets will focus on these newer acts, and we'll start off with San Francisco's Astral. From 2003's album Orchids, which came out through Mental Records, and you can pick... it's sold out through CD Baby, but hopefully reprints do. So from Orchids, here's Astral with Blinder on Radio Free GAC, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. from New York. That was On Air Library with the song Bread, which you can find on their only album, which came out in 2004, and it was called On Air Library. Members of On Air Library later on went to form the bands School of Seven Bells and Daylights for the Birds. It is 8:32 Pacific. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Regulations här. Du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM i Vancouver, BC, Canada.
From Abbotsford, BC, that's Guitaro with Ace Face the Scene. You can find that on their hard-to-find album called Futura Black, Futura Black, like the font, from 2002. Not much has been heard from Guitaro since 2004 when they released a song called Rainbow Brain for a compilation. However, their MySpace indicates that something new should be forthcoming. It's just a matter of when. It's about 8:40 here, Pacific Time. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Next up is Twin Sister Moon, which is the solo work of Mehdi Anjian, who is one half of the duo behind the French band Natural Snow Buildings. Twin Sister Moon has released three albums this year, but what I'll play comes from last year's self-released album called What Stars Glide Through Solid, which had a limited release of 30 copies. Here's the first song with a fitting title to shoegazing in general, I Wish I Could Drown the World in Reverberation. that was Philadelphia's band called Sunny Day in Glasgow. The song was Watery, which you can find on last year's album, Scribble, Mural, Comic, Journal. It is just about 12 minutes before 9 o'clock here, and what we're going to do right now is we're going to feature a little work by a band that is going to be in town here this Saturday at the Commodore Mogwai. The Scottish band has been playing for quite some time here, and one of the things that they've done recently is they did the soundtrack to the movie Zidane, A 21st Century Portrait, which is a strange documentary in that the entire film focuses on a football game between, a soccer game between Real Madrid and Villarreal FC in 2005. But the entire game, you have 18 cameras focused purely on the French football player, Zinedine Zidane. And for 90 minutes, you basically just get to watch him as he sort of plays through the game. And of course, at the end, his stubborn streak kicks in. But I won't spoil it, although I'm sure you could look up the score and see what actually happened. Mogwai was approached by Zidane's director, Douglas Gordon, who used a remix of one of their songs for some early footage to encourage them. The band relied on lesser exposed tracks and some interpreted works and improvisation throughout the film soundtrack. And from the movie Zidane, we'll hear Mogwai, and the song's called It Would Have Happened Anyway. We'll follow up with a cover of something of a shoegaze-inspired band. So here's Mogwai.
Thank you.
That was Mogwai with the Pixie song there that we all know and love. That was Gouge Away, which you can find on last year's tribute to the Pixies called Dig for Fire, which you can find through American Laundromat Records. Again, Mogwai play the Commodore on the 6th of September, and their new album called The Hawk is Howling is due out later this month, which is still September. Anyways, it's just about 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, so my time here draws to a close. Coming up at 9 is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. Then coming up at midnight is Vengeance Is Mine with 2 Hours of Punk with your host, Trevor Fielding. If you missed any of this week's show, why not subscribe to the Radio Free Gak podcast? You can podcast for this show and many more of the CITR shows you can find through the station's website, which is www.citr.ca. I also have a link to the podcast along with the playlist and some additional cursory links, I guess that's the best way to describe them, at my site, which is www.gak.ca. So, the CD player was acting up here again, so I'm just trying to fast-forward through a couple things here on the iPod to just make sure we can at least recover some part of the show momentum here. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up a cover that they did of a great John Barry song. And just as a reminder again, My Bloody Valentine are touring, although it looks like they're doing 8 dates in North America so far. And I may have to get creative in order to see them, since their tour dates match some of my travel plans. From the 1993 Piece Together compilation, here they are with the sublime James Bond theme, originally sung by Louis Armstrong. We have all the time in the world. So enjoy what's left of your Labor Day and your Labor Day weekend, and enjoy first week, all you little frosh.
Oh, all the precious things, love, earth, and stone. Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. For its 6th annual Latin American Film Festival, BLAF will be showcasing a selection of Latin American films from September 4th to the 14th at 3 theaters in Vancouver. The theaters are Pacific Cinematheque, International Film Center, and SFU Harbor Center. The lineup includes a dynamic collection of documentaries, full-length features, and short films from countries such as Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Chile, Colombia, France, Mexico, Peru, USA, and Venezuela. This year's program will showcase the cinema of Brazil. For more information, look at www.blaff.org. Vancouver Latin American Film Festival, bringing Latin American culture to Vancouver.
Britney! Hit me, baby, one more time. Extina.